Ja ba 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 bi ba bi ba bam. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Ya ba bi ba bi ba ya ba 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 bi ba bi ba bum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, yiddle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with room by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud would land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. Oy. If I were a rich man, yubba-bee-ba-bee-ba-yubba-ba-bee-ba-bee-ba-bum, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yubba-bee-ba-bee-ba-yubba-ba-bee-ba-bee-ba-bum. If I were a biddy-biddy-rich, yiddle-deedle-deidle-deidle-man, I'd see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I'd see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them, like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Reptevye, pardon me, Reptevye. Posing problems that will cross a rabbi's eyes. Yeah, be a boy, a bum, boy, ba ba ba, he ba ba. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oy. If I were a rich man, yubba-bee-ba-bee-ba-yubba-ba-bee-ba-bee-ba-bum, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba biba biba yabba baba biba biba bum. Lord who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Then would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Yeah, baby, Theodore Bickel, and If I Were a Rich Man, here on Anything Goes, and that one from his very own album, In My Own Lifetime, 12 Musical Theater Classics from Theodore Bickel, and I am very excited. I gotta calm down. Because Theodore Bickel is an Oscar-nominated and Emmy-winning actor. He's a folk legend and a liberal Jewish activist. And he's going to be playing Shalom Aleichem. He's written this show about Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears. That began yesterday. Previews began yesterday. We're going to be giving you a chance to win some tickets for Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears. And if you do not know who Shalom Aleichem is, well, that's what Anything Goes is all about, right? Last week we were playing music from Africa. And this week we've got Theodore Bekele. Directed by Derek Goldman, Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears mixes the satirist's words and stories culled from over 40 volumes of his writing with anecdotes by those who knew him. And we'll learn more about Shalom Aleichem when we speak to Theodore Bekele. And we will be giving you a chance to win tickets to this very short run of this very extraordinary show. Now, Theodore Bekele has played Tevye the Milkman in Fiddler on the Roof, which we just heard. I find this completely astounding. 2,000 times. 2,000 times. We got to find out about that one, too. On Broadway and on the road, he's earned himself a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination in 1958 for The Defiant Ones, and he had major roles in The Blue Angel, My Fair Lady, where he was the hoary hound from Budapest. I didn't know that was him till I read his bio. Now think back in your mental Rolodex, and there you will have it. And the Russians are coming. He also created the role of Baron von Trapp in the original production of A Sound of Music on Broadway with Mary Martin. He's a renowned folk singer, social activist, and spokesman for liberal Jewish causes. And he was a former president of Actors Equity, and still remarkably fit. He headlined a concert celebrating his 85th birthday at Carnegie Hall in June. And Anything Goes is pleased and honored to welcome Theodore Bekele this morning. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning, sir.
How are you on this gorgeous spring day in New York?
Very well indeed. Thank you.
How was your first premiere of Shalom Aleichem last night?
Yeah, it went very well indeed. We did it twice, actually, yesterday. We had two very enthusiastic audiences.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. And this, of course, is all happening, and help me here, I think it's Volksbühne. Is that how they pronounce their performing arts center?
Volksbühne, yes.
Okay. And it's spelled, you guys, FOLKSBIENE.org. And there's a limited run through the December 13th, you said,
yes.
Theo? Okay. And tell us, you wrote this production, is that right?
Yes, I wrote this play. It's been a labor of love. I wrote it over a period of some 3 years.
Okay.
And Shalom Aleichem has been part of my life, my entire life, really, because when I was a small boy, my father would read Shalom Aleichem after dinner, and we had all the collected works at home, and I would read them in the original Yiddish version. This has been something that's part of me,
and it's
part actually of American culture by now, because Fiddler on the Roof, of course, was based on the writings of Shalom Aleichem. But what you see in the play that I wrote, while Tevye is in there as well, you will not get any music from Fiddler.
Okay, no, I understand that. Actually, most of the songs that are in Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears, are in Yiddish. Is that right, Theo?
Yiddish and English.
Oh, they are in English.
The songs,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one queued up, actually, for a little bit in a moment. You said you wrote this over a period of years. Now, my feeling is, now I grew up also with the name of Shalom Aleichem in my ears, but I think there's probably a lot of people listening to Anything Goes this morning who are not familiar with his name. So can you give us a little bit of information as to what would be the content of a show like this? Are we going to be laughing? We're going to be crying? Is it really only something
both
to see if you're Jewish?
It is really both. I mean, it is, in a sense, all of Jewish literature is, in a way, in the midst of laughter, there's always some note of sadness, and even in the midst of tragedy, the laughter is not far away. It's an extraordinary way, and that's possibly one of the reasons why Jews managed to survive over all these centuries of persecution. And Shalom Aleichem managed to write about the little villages of Eastern Europe where people lived, mostly poor people, and who sustained themselves both by faith and by imagination and by dreams and by a cohesiveness of community, clinging to each other, because God knows they had nobody else to cling to.
And and Shalom Aleichem is the 150th anniversary of his birth is being celebrated this year. But the volumes of his writing are, let me just tell you this, Theo. When I received the press release about your show, I jumped out of my chair because this, to me, is a piece of American culture and Jewish culture that could go by the wayside if folks allowed it to. And the thing that I am so struck by is that there's a lot of people who are outside of the Jewish culture who may not have ever heard of Shalom Aleichem, and it really is something that they would enjoy because he was actually compared to Mark Twain, right?
Yes, he was sort of nicknamed the Jewish Mark Twain, which is not inaccurate, actually, because like Mark Twain, he was a keen observer of the scenes around him. And he both wrote of that what he saw, and he also wrote from his imagination of what he saw in his mind's eye.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery speaking with Theodore Bikel about his new production, Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears, or it's new to New York. We're performing this in Florida, is that right, Theo?
We did it in Florida and in Washington, D.C. for 5 weeks. Also.
Oh, very nice.
And in Toronto.
Oh, cool. Very, very nice. So now you're finally bringing it to New York. Now, I do want to emphasize to everybody, this is a really limited run, and if you would like to snag yourself some tickets, you can give them a shout at 646-312-5073. That's 646-312-5073, or at folksbine.org, folksbine.org. And you've got a website as well, is that right, Theo? And there's all sorts of stuff up there about your incredible career.
www.bikel.com.
Yeah, it's easy. Only the last name. B-I-K-E-L. And you have, if I remember correctly, 6 bios up there.
Yes.
Because you've been a folk singer and an activist and an actor on TV and an actor in films and an actor on Broadway. Tell us a story about Broadway and The Sound of Music and Mary Martin, if you wouldn't mind, since you are the one who originated the role.
That's another interesting thing, because a week from today, they will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the opening of The Sound of Music.
Wow.
And we'll have an event at Barnes & Noble and a dinner and all that. And three members of the cast, myself included, will be there. And the grandson of the Baroness von Trapp will be there. And people from the Austrian Consulate General and from the Austrian government. It's very interesting. That was literally 50 years ago.
Wow.
That show opened on Broadway. And I, in fact, Edelweiss, which I'll be singing on that celebration, was written for me.
Is that so?
By Rodgers and Hammerstein, only 11 days before we opened on Broadway. We had been out on the road for quite a while, and we were in Boston preparing to come into New York. And they decided that they needed to write me a song. And so they wrote me this authentic-sounding Austrian folk song. And it was actually the last thing that Oscar Hammerstein ever put lyrics to. He was quite ill. And the very last word that this dying man wrote was the word forever.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, that is an extraordinary story, and I'm so glad that I have your performance from the original Broadway cast album of The Sound of Music of Edelweiss. Can you stick around, Mr. Bikels, while we play another? We've got this one that we'd like to play, and I've also got one from Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears, and we'll get to that in a moment. But thank you so much for your time. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and we're speaking with Theodore Bikel this morning. And check out Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears at Baruch College at folksbien.org.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
Theodore Bekele as Baron von Trapp, actually creating the role in 1959 in The Sound of Music, with a song, according to Theodore Bekele, that was the last, the last lyrics ever created. How did it come about that you got a song in the show so late in the creation of The Sound of Music, Theodore Bekele?
Well, they felt that something was lacking, and they needed not only in the score and in the storyline, but they also suddenly said, you know, we have this young leading man, and sings and plays the guitar, we got to use whatever he knows how to do.
Now, you made your, they knew you sung and played the guitar because you actually made your concert debut at Carnegie Hall about 3 years before that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you've been performing in concerts since, well, probably before Carnegie Hall. I bet you did a few gigs before Carnegie Hall, huh, Theo?
Oh, yeah.
So, but you still continue to do that in
the
U.S.?
I still continue to do that as well. Yeah.
Well, do you have a favorite creative outlet?
Not really. You know, I'm sort of blessed, some might say cursed, with a multiplicity of talents, and I try to use them all, and not to play favorites. In a sense, whatever I happen to be doing at the time that I'm doing it is my favorite.
Now, there's a quote on your website, so I'm gonna guess it's correct. But since I have you here with me, I'm gonna ask you: did you really say you're not a specialist, but a general practitioner in the world of the arts?
I did say that. Yes.
Very, very nice. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU FM. I'm Lise Avery speaking with Theodore Bekele, and I'm telling you guys, if you are not familiar with Shalom Aleichem, this is something you want to become familiar with in order to be, first of all, have a great and hysterical and moving night of theater, and also to be an educated person and be aware of something that might be outside of your sphere of influence up until this moment. And you can make a telephone call and get some tickets for this very limited run. I'm going on the 19th, I just want to say, and opening night is the 17th, right?
Yes.
Theo?
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
The number to call is 646-312-5073, 646-312-5073. And this is a really unique opportunity to see this show and to learn a lot more about Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears. And I wanted to ask you about another quote that is on, well, actually, no, first of all, I wanted to ask you before I let you go, Mr. Bickel, you're the co-founder of the Newport Folk Festival?
Yes, that's right.
That's very interesting.
Yes, but, you know, because we felt that we who learned so much from the field never had a chance to pay back anything. And so we created a folk festival at the time when folk was very popular in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we dedicated all the proceeds to the field itself. We bought instruments for indigenous musicians who couldn't afford them. We bought tape recorders for researchers who went into the field to document folk music. We created mini festivals around the country with the proceeds of Newport. It was very important to do.
When, what year was that, Theo?
In the 50s.
Okay. All right.
It started in 59 and went into the 60s.
Okay, so it was just as folk music was really taking the country by storm. So it was really a groundbreaking thing for you to do at the time.
Yeah.
And that is, did it, it predated or postdated the Jazz Festival in Newport, George Wien?
The Jazz Festival was a parallel thing.
Okay.
It had already gone on in Newport for a couple of years before us.
Okay.
But we used the same premises, the same physical setup.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. So, did you work with George on that? Or
yeah.
With George?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. And I do want to get to your Renaissance Man reference here. I like this so very much. It seems to me that the older I have grown, the more keenly I feel my roots. And this has been something that you've been engaged in for all people, but especially, I suppose, for Jewish people, because you are you're of Jewish extraction. But tell us about your anti-Phoenix crusade.
You losing you a bit. I hope you're not losing me.
No, I hear you.
Okay,
I'm asking you, Theodore Bickel, about the fact that you think that some people believe that they sprung to life spontaneously without any history or lineage, and that part of your goal in life is to explore is to help people to explore roots.
I may need
roots.
To go to another extension.
Okay. Let's see.
Hold on one second.
We are experiencing technical difficulties, you guys. Please stand by for more from Theodore Bickel. And I've got one from from a CD.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
I can, sir. How are you? Good. Can you hear me? Okay. So I was asking you about what you called your anti-Phoenix crusade.
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of what you do is about assisting people to not only discover but own their heritage. And I'm wondering where that came from.
Well, what I said is that the phoenix is a mythological bird that kind of sprang out of the desert and had no parentage. And because of no parentage, had no memory. There was no yesterday. There was only today.
Uh-huh.
And I say that human beings are not fashioned that way. We do have a yesterday, and we do need to look back, not as a museum curator would, but as human beings who need some kind of a cultural and emotional basis in what came before them, so as to be able to pinpoint where they are in the present and possibly get some direction of where they're going into the future.
No.
You cannot treat yourself as though the world only started when you came on the scene.
No, and you actually, I don't know if you have heard Theodore Bickel, but they actually have found that there is cellular proof that heritage is passed on, not just DNA, but memories and all sorts of things. I know I feel my heritage inside me in terms of, and I honor and am grateful for the folks that sacrificed for me and the folks that came across into Ellis Island for me, and it all does make up who I am, and I agree with you.
And basically, my show, Shalom Aleichem, is about legacy.
Yes.
About legacy.
Absolutely. It is also about culture and laughter
and
pathos and all of
and
those
music.
Things. And music. And if you have not yet seen Theodore Bickel perform, and if you're not familiar with Shalom Aleichem, this is something you do want to see. And if you are familiar with Shalom Aleichem, if you grew up with the stories of Shalom Aleichem in your ears, like so many of us did, you got to check this one out, you guys, because, you know, it's a short run. And it's an opportunity not to be missed. The number again, 646-312-5073, or at help me here, Theo, folksbeanie.org.
Yes.
It's folksbeanie.org, and that's at Baruch College. And I have queued up a song that I believe that you perform in this show, Die Mazinke.
Yes.
All right. Can you, as we let you go, can you cue this up for us and give us a little bit of background about it?
Oh, this is a song that was also written by Shlomo Aleichem's favorite composer, Warshawski. And it's the wedding of the youngest daughter, and it says, "Let me dance today because my daughter is getting married. I'm a king, my wife is a queen, my daughter is getting married," and tells off the musicians to play loud and to tear the strings apart. And the grandma is dancing, and then the beggars arrive, and they have to be given the best food and the best wine because the daughter is getting married.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. That was a great synopsis, because it is, in fact, in Yiddish, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of like listening to opera. And I forgot to ask you, Theo, which Barnes & Noble are you guys having that Sound of Music event at?
I believe it's the main Barnes & Noble on Broadway. Columbus Circle.
Right near Jazz at Lincoln Center, you guys. And that is on which day? The 17th?
A week from today.
A week from today, next Monday. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. It was a real privilege to speak with
you. Thank you, Lisa.
And I really am looking forward to seeing Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears, on the 19th, and have a great group of previews and a terrific opening. And thank you for doing this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And here, bye-bye. From Theodore Bikel. And, one in Yiddish for you. And he explained it to you. Here on Anything Goes.
Herr Besser, die Rot mag größer, größert mir Gott gemacht, glich hat mir gebracht, hui jetzt Kinder eine ganze Nacht, die wir sind geh, wo geht, die wir sind geh, wo geht. Starker Freilich, du die Malke, ich der Melech. Ai, 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 ich allein hab mit meinen Augen gesehen, wie Gott ist mich mazlier gewesen. Die mir sind Geus gegeben, die mir sind Geus gegeben. Itzig, spitzig, was schweigst du mitten schmitzig? Oib die Klezmer geber, geschreit sie, spiel, seit sie schlafen, sei reit bis drin, es alle zwei, die wir sind Geus gegeben, die wir sind Geus gegeben. Ay, zeik, mazik, di babbe, di takazik, in meine Horre, zeik, na zeit, wie sie tupet, wie sie treit, ay, a simche, ay, a freit, im zinke, ois gege, im zinke, ois gege. Motel Ritzimen, die Römeleitzenen angekimmen, stellt vor sie dem schönsten Tisch, teire Weinen, teire Fisch. Komm, mein Tochter, gib mir ein Kisch, die mir sind Geus gegeben, die mir sind Geus gegeben. Die mir sind Geus gegeben.
Yeah, Theodore Bikel, Die Mazinke, and he will be performing that one in Shalom Aleichem, Laughter Through Tears, at folksbeanie.org. And I've got a pair of tickets for somebody who would like to see this production. And you got to give me a shout at 201-692-2012. I've got tickets that are matinee tickets, and I've also got tickets that are evening tickets. So here's the question. Don't dial yet. I'm going to make the question easy. The question is, in what Broadway show, very famous Broadway show, did Theodore Bikel originate a very important role in what Broadway show? Did Theodore Bekele originate a very important role? All right, the number to call, 201-692-2012. And again, the tickets I have tickets for the matinees on Thursday the 3rd, as well as Thursday the 10th. I've also got tickets for Saturday the 21st and Thursday the 19th. So we'll talk about all of this when you win, okay? Okay, I'm Lise Avery. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And it's Anything Goes, which means we're going to toggle from Theodore Bekele to Miss Bonnie Raitt. Happy birthday, Bonnie, baby.
Whatever it is.
Listen here, women. Be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Not a skill we're necessarily known for, if you know what I mean.
What your good man do to you, cause these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They laugh in your face and try to steal your man from you. Now wouldn't be wise, keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man, don't be honest.